Former Soviet citizens chose to break up their union nearly 13 years ago, creating confusing international borders that last to this day. Some of the new Central Asian nations include pockets of territory surrounded by another country. NPR's Ivan Watson visited one of the smallest of these enclaves. The village is part of Kyrgyzstan, but it is located within the neighboring Republic of Uzbekistan.
If it wasn't for the help of a friendly farmer, you might never know you'd crossed an international border and entered the Kyrgyz village of Barak. You see where that horse is standing? Points this Kyrgyz man. That field is where the Uzbek border begins. It runs right around there. At a size of roughly 2 square miles, this tiny farming village may be the world's smallest international enclave. When the Soviet Union broke apart, Barak's 600 residents, all Kyrgyz citizens, became virtual castaways, when suddenly Barak was transformed into an island of Kyrgyz territory cut off by the surrounding Uzbek countryside. Among those affected was a gray-haired farmer named Burumbay Sultanov, now hard at work in the cotton fields with his family. I don't know how it happened, Sultanov says. During the Soviet Union, there was no difference between Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. Now, he adds, we have to go show the Uzbeks our passports and pay customs fees just to take our goods into Kyrgyzstan. Uzbek Foreign Minister Sadiq Safayev blames the confusing situation on the Soviets. Long ago, he says, they made Swiss cheese of Central Asia's administrative borders as part of what analysts call a divide-and-rule policy.
Somewhere in the 20s, Soviets introducing such kind of borders specifically meant to create such kind of problems. Of course, it's a problem. There are tens of such enclaves from both sides.
Over the past 15 years, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan have been unable to resolve disputes over each other's enclaves. Their tit-for-tat closures of passage to and from these isolated territories have resulted in periodic bloodshed. In Barak, residents are desperate for some kind of land corridor to link them to the rest of their country. Here, several residents sit in Barak's only bus stop, a blue wooden shelter, and wait for the bus that will take them across several miles of Uzbek territory to the checkpoint into mainland Kyrgyzstan. As soon as you cross into Uzbekistan, you worry, one Kyrgyz man says. You feel like you're in a foreign country, where the soldiers can stop you and check your documents. It was better in the old days, says this Kyrgyz grandmother. My dream is for a leader who could restore the Soviet Union, she adds, and reunite all of us once and for all. Ivan Watson, NPR News.